We welcome you, Holy Spirit.
圣灵，我们欢迎你。
We come into your presence with thanksgiving in our heart.
我们带着感恩的心来到你的同在当中。
We welcome you to have your way.
我们欢迎你按着你的方式来做。
You are the leader.
你是真正的领袖。
We are all followers.
我们都是你的跟随者。
Reveal yourself to us this morning.
今天早晨，向我们显示你自己。
We pray you'll come to every heart.
我们恳求你临到每一颗心。
We know you've told us that you stand at the door knocking.
你对我们说，你站在门外叩门。
And we say, Come in, Lord Jesus, come in.
我们对你说，主耶稣，请进来，请进来。
We throw wide open the door.
我们向你大大的敞开心门。
That we may have this time together with you.
让我们这段时间与你一同坐席。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You are the I need to I need you know I need Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hello.
We love you, Jesus.
Yes, 我们爱你。
Jew, watch I was in a herd and chimio Jew and Jew, watch I was in. Wonderful, wonderful Jesus.
奇妙又奇妙的耶稣，
We want you to live out your life within us.
我们渴望你从我们里面活出你的自己，
Have your way.
你来掌权，
Do your will.
来行使你的旨意。
We'll be so careful to praise you.
我们要一直小心的来赞美你。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
Pastor Ruth, would you like to pray for our time together?
郭牧师可以祷告吗？
好，主耶稣，感谢你，赞美你。又一次，我们来到你的面前，主啊，这个时间是单单为着你的，你就吸引我们，吸引我们的心，来到你的面前。所有其他的杂事都离开我们，我们要像玛利亚坐在你的脚前，单单对着你，单单看着你，享受我们彼此之间的爱。哦，主啊，这个时候你就对我们显现，哈利路亚。赞美主，还没有上线的，你圣灵自己来催促他们，让我们都快快的来到你的面前。我 我们要来朝见你，主耶稣。我们要来注视你，我们要来对你说我爱你。主啊，愿你不只对我们说话，你也悦纳这段时间，悦纳每一刻来到你面前的心。祷告奉耶稣基督圣名祈求。
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
谢谢你，耶稣。
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's always a joy to be with you.
Amen.
与你们同在，一直都是喜乐的。
This morning, the verses from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 18.
今天早晨，我们的经文是马太福音第八章。
The first three verses.
前三节。
This is Jesus speaking to the leaders.
这是耶稣对领袖们所说的话。
He had been telling the leaders that he was going to go to the cross.
他曾经告诉这些领袖，他将要上十字架。
That he was going to have to suffer.
他将要受难。
That he was going to die.
他将要受死。
That's what crucifixion meant.
那是上十字架的意义。
And after he told them about that, he said that he was going to be raised from the dead.
当他讲完这些事，他也提到他将要从死里复活。
But shortly after that, the leaders all gathered around and asked each other.
很快的，在这之后，这些领袖就集中在一起，彼此对问说。
We have that recorded in verse 1 of Matthew 18.
在马太福音第十八章第一节。
They said, who is going to be the greatest in this kingdom that you're going to have?
他们问耶稣说，在天国里谁是最大的？
They wanted him to name one of them as the leader.
他们想要耶稣提起他们中间的一个名字，成为领袖。
Who's going to sit at his right hand? Who's going to sit at his left hand?
谁会坐在耶稣的右边？谁会坐在耶稣的左边？
Is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven.
谁是天国里最大的？
And Jesus takes a little child and sets him before them.
耶稣便叫一个小孩子来，使他站在他们当中。
Jesus often taught by pictures.
耶稣常常用图画来教导。
He would talk about the sheep.
他用羊做比喻。
Or he would talk about the corn of wheat.
他也用种子做比喻。
But here he calls a little child in front of them and sets him up for them to look at.
这里他叫了一个小孩子来在他们当中，让他们来看这个小孩子。
And he says, definitely I say to you,
他说，我实在告诉你们。
Unless you are converted and become as little children, you will by no means enter the kingdom of heaven.
你们若不回转，变成小孩子的样式，断不得进天国。
Well, that seemed to be a strange answer to their question.
这个答案看上去很奇怪。
Jesus always was showing them a picture of humility.
耶稣常常以一个谦卑的图画展示给他们看。
Humility is the answer to every problem.
谦卑是每一个问题的答案。
We must become as little children.
我们必须要变成小孩子的样式。
Little children are free from pride.
小孩子毫无骄傲。
They're free from coveting.
他们没有贪婪。
They don't seem to have any ambition.
他们也没有任何的野心。
But they are humble and sincere.
他们是谦卑的，是真诚的。
And have simplicity.
他们是简单的。
Oh, it's so nice to watch little ones.
看小孩子是多么的可爱。
They don't feel any heavy responsibility.
他们没有感受到任何沉重的责任。
They don't worry about taking care of what they're going to eat.
他们也不担心需要吃什么食物。
And they just like to enjoy life.
他们只是喜欢享受生活。
They love and they enjoy being loved.
他们去爱也享受被爱。
And Jesus says we have to be converted.
耶稣说我们必须要回转成小孩子的样式。
I was reading the other day of how Peter was converted more than once.
那一天我在读圣经，彼得三次回转。
Oh, he left his fish and nets and was converted to follow Jesus.
第一次他撇下了渔网，跟随了耶稣。
But the time came where he had to be converted from his self-life to the Christ-life.
但时候到了，他必须要从自我的生命回转成耶稣的生命。
Peter really didn't know himself.
彼得并不真的认识他自己。
And in the time of trial, he got a full picture of what he was like on the inside.
在试炼的时刻，他才真正看到他自己里面真实的情形。
He needed to have Jesus look at him.
他需要耶稣来查看他自己。
And we remember how he went out and wept bitterly for denying the Lord.
我们记得他怎样痛哭出去流泪悔改，因为他否认了主。
In our own life, there are times when the Lord opens our eyes to see ourselves the way we really are.
在我们自己的生命中也有这样的时刻，主就开我们的眼睛，让我们看见我们自己真实的情形。
It's not a very happy sight.
这不是一个很快乐的图画。
We catch sight of our pride.
我们看见我们的骄傲。
And maybe our ambition.
也许看见我们的野心。
Oh, how the Lord loves us so greatly.
Oh, 耶稣何等的爱我们。
He desires we become more united to Him in our ministry to others.
他渴望我们在服侍别人的时候更加的跟他联合。
He watches over us with the most tender care.
他以最柔细的关爱来看着我们，来鉴察我们。
He may allow some trials in our daily life.
他会许可在我们的日常生活中经历试炼。
To show us our need of Him.
来显示我们对他的需要。
He shows us our need to be set free from pride and ambition.
他向我们显示我们何等需要被从骄傲和野心中释放出来。
He was trying to tell the disciples, the leaders, to be little children.
他在尝试教导这些领袖和门徒要成为小孩子的样式。
Little children are helpless.
小孩子是无助的。
We need to know our helplessness.
我们需要了解我们的无助。
Jesus said it of himself, he could do nothing at all.
耶稣说，靠着我自己，我什么都不能做。
He was dependent on the Father.
他完全依靠父神。
And he wants us to learn that of ourselves we can do nothing.
他想要我们也学习到，靠着我们自己，我们什么都不能做。
We need to be more dependent on Jesus.
我们需要更加的依赖耶稣。
Dependent on His Spirit to possess us.
依靠他的灵来占有我们。
Even our spiritual ambition is a great hindrance to the plan of God.
我们属灵的野心可以成为神的计划的一个极大的拦阻。
Oh, we think we need to be doing more for Him.
Oh, 我们以为我们需要为他做更多的事。
We need to accomplish more.
我们需要完成更多的事。
Like the disciples said, who's going to be the greatest?
就像门徒在问说，谁是最大的？
Who's going to do the most for you?
谁会为你做最多的事？
All Jesus is looking for is empty vessels.
耶稣唯一寻找的就是倒空的器皿。
That he may fill to overflowing with his holy, humble spirit.
好使他可以以他神圣谦卑的灵来充满，直到满意。
We need to allow him to bring us down low at the feet of Jesus.
我们需要许可他使我们降卑，更低下的来到他的脚前。
That's where we'll find true peace and joy unspeakable.
在那里我们可以找到真正的平安和说不出来的大喜乐。
Oh, there's something wonderful about lying low at the feet of Jesus.
Oh, 能够低伏在耶稣的脚前是非常奇妙的事。
Jesus told us in the Beatitudes, happy are the poor in spirit.
耶稣在八福中教导说，虚心的人有福了，就是灵里面贫穷的人，他们会是喜乐的。
Those who have nothing in themselves.
他们在于自己一无所有。
Who desire not to be the one.
他们并不渴望成为那一位。
But to let him be the one.
而是让他成为那一位。
He's the one in control.
他是掌权的那一位。
And he would gather us in his arms like he did that little child.
他会把我们聚集在他的怀抱中，就像他怀抱那些小孩子一样。
He's always calling, come unto me.
他一直在呼召说，到我这里来。
I will give you rest.
我就使你得安息。
I will give you that childlike spirit.
我会赐给你那小孩子的灵。
Children are so trusting.
小孩子非常的信靠神。
They don't try to figure things out.
他们并不想要找出解决事情的办法。
And when they are loved, they love in return.
当他们被爱的时候，他们就以爱来回报。
And before the evil of the world influences them, they're very happy.
在世界的恶影响他们之前，他们其实是非常快乐的。
If they are in pain or fall, they run to mommy.
当他们跌倒受伤的时候，他们就跑向他们的母亲。
And she gathers them in her arms and soothes them.
母亲就怀抱着他们，安慰他们。
When we are hurt, Jesus wants us to run to him.
当我们受伤的时候，耶稣要我们奔向耶稣。
He understands it all.
他了解一切。
He already knew that Peter was going to deny him.
他已经知道彼得将要否认他。
He told Peter ahead of time.
他事先已经告诉彼得了。
You're going to fall.
你将会跌倒。
He said, pray that you don't.
他说要警醒祷告免得跌倒。
Be careful.
要小心。
But Peter had a sight of himself in plain view.
但是彼得毫无遮拦地看到了他自己的本相。
He denied Jesus.
他否认了耶稣。
Oh, and how he wept before the Lord.
Oh, 他何等地在主面前哭泣。
It's a brand new Peter repenting.
悔改后的彼得是一个全新的彼得。
And Paul went through something like this too, when he reminds us that he stood watching Stephen being stoned.
保罗也经历了同样的事，当他站在那里，看到斯提凡被石头打死。
Paul discovered the truth that he called himself the least of all.
保罗发现了这个真实的真理，他称他自己为众圣徒中最小的那一位。
So if trouble and trials come to us, they are often turned into a blessing.
所以当麻烦和试炼临到我们的时候，他们通常都会转变为祝福。
When we discover our weakness,
当我们发现我们的软弱，
our helplessness,
我们的无助，
and sometimes our failure,
有时是我们的失败。
Oh, it's so wonderful to know that Jesus is standing there waiting to gather us into his arms.
何等的奇妙，我们知道耶稣就站在那里，等待着再次把我们放在他的怀抱里。
It's a process.
这是一个过程。
Discovering that we are empty vessels.
来发现我们实在是虚空的器皿。
That's why Pastor Chow was taught so patiently that we need to wait in his presence.
那是为什么周牧师一直在很耐心地教导我们需要安静在他的同在中。
We come before him as little children.
我们来到他的面前像小孩子一样。
And we realize our help comes only from him.
我们意识到我们的帮助唯独从他而来。
He speaks one word and we are comforted.
他只要说一句话，我们就得着安慰了。
He pours in his love.
他倾倒他的爱。
It gives us his humility.
他赐给我们他自己的谦卑。
Oh, if we allow him to bring us down at his feet,
如果我们许可他使我们降杯低下在他的脚前，
we will find true peace and joy unspeakable.
我们就会发现那真正的平安和说不出来的大喜乐。
We will have that joy that passes understanding.
我们会得着那个超越出人意外的平安。
Another attitude of children is to trust.
小孩子另外一个态度是信靠。
When all around our soul gives way, he then is all our hope and stay.
当我们周围充满了试炼的时候，他是那使我们安稳、屹立不动摇的那一位。
We can trust him.
我们可以信靠他。
And our relation with him grows stronger.
我们跟他的关系就会变得更加坚固。
He can straighten everything out.
他可以把一切事情都处理好。
Even if we are going through trials with relationship with others,
即使当我们经历人际关系的问题时,
that's the time to humble ourselves.
那是我们需要降卑的时刻。
Ask forgiveness of the one who offended us.
我们需要请求那冒犯我们的人的原谅。
I've heard it said that to say I'm sorry is the hardest word for people to say.
我听说说对不起这句话是最难说的一句话。
I'm sorry I hurt you.
对不起我伤害你了。
I'm sorry, I was wrong.
对不起，我错了。
Oh, but how beautiful that is to be able to say, Jesus, I was wrong.
Oh, 但是何等的美丽，我们能够说，耶稣，我错了。
And to say to someone else, one of our co-workers,one of our other teachers, that we say, I was wrong.
也能够对别人说，对我们的同工，对另外的老师说，对不起，我错了。
Sometimes a student is right and we are wrong.
有的时候我们的学生是对的，而我们是错的。
But if we can have the grace to humble ourselves,
但如果我们有这样的恩典，可以谦卑我们自己。
And ask forgiveness.
来请求原谅。
And repent.
来悔改。
The Lord works within us to conform us to His own image.
主就在我们里面工作，来使我们更加摩塑成他的形象。
His image is humility.
他的形象是谦卑。
And he's looking for a bride that has a clothing of humility.
他在寻找一个新妇，他披戴着谦卑的衣服。
Oh, the days before his coming are short.
Oh, 他来的日子实在是近了。
He wants us to get ready.
他渴望我们预备好。
That's why he tried to teach all the leaders to become his children.
那就是为什么他在教导所有的领袖来成为小孩子的样式。
Become as dependent as a child is.
像小孩子一样的依赖。
They have no concerns.
他们没有任何烦恼。
But to followMom and Dad.
他们只会跟从他们的父母。
They know Mother, Dad will provide everything for them.
他们知道爸爸妈妈会为他们提供他们所需要的一切。
They can trust them.
他们可以信靠他们的父母。
It comes so easy to trust the one who you know loves you.
来信靠你知道他爱你的那些人是非常容易的。
No one can love you more than the Lord Jesus.
没有人会爱你比主耶稣爱你更多。
He says, greater love has no one than to lay down his life for them.
他说人为朋友舍命，没有爱心比这个更大的了。
If the Lord allows a trial, it's to improve us.
如果主许可一个试炼发生，那是因为他想要使我们成长。
And we go before him and say, Lord, examine my heart.
如果我们来到他面前说，主啊，求你检查我的心。
Am I afflicted with fear?
我是否在被恐惧来占据
You know how many times I've quoted from 2 Timothy where Paul says, God has not given us the spirit of fear.
你知道我很多次引用提摩太后书，保罗说，神所赐的不是胆怯的心，不是惧怕的心。
Well, if God didn't give us fear, where did it come from?
如果神没有给我们惧怕的心，那这惧怕是从哪里来的呢？
Someone counted 365 times in the Bible it says, fear not.
有人在圣经里数算过，有出现365次的不要惧怕。
That's enough for every day of the year.
那正好是每年每一天都有一次。
But God has given us the spirit of power.
但神所赐给我们是刚强的灵。
And of a love and a sound mind.
仁爱谨守的心。
That's what he's given us.
那是他所赐给我们的。
And if you look at little children, you see they don't seem to have any fear.
如果你观看小孩子，他们没有任何的惧怕。
We have to teach them to be careful of fire.
我们需要教导他们要小心，不要玩火。
But naturally speaking, they're very brave.
但他们很自然的都是很勇敢的。
And they're trusting.
他们都有一个信靠的心。
Oh, to trust the Lord Jesus more.
Oh, 我们要更多的信靠主耶稣。
To become more dependent on Him.
更加的来依靠他。
When illness strikes, we realize how very dependent we are on the Lord.
当疾病临到，我们才意识到我们多么的需要依靠主。
And we run to Him.
我们就奔向耶稣。
And we find protection in His precious blood.
我们在他的宝血里面找到保护。
We find healing in His blood.
我们在他的宝血里面得到医治。
And we say, Oh Jesus, I belong altogether to you.
我们对他说，哦，主耶稣，我完全的属于你。
I'm your child.
我是你的小孩子。
Take me into your arms.
把我放在你的怀抱中。
And heal me.
医治我。
Let your life be my portion.
让你的生命成为我的份。
Because you told me you are the Lord who heals me.
因为你应许说耶和华是医治我的。
Oh, glory to the Lord, glory to the Lord.
哦，荣耀归主，荣耀归主。
It's wonderful to trust like a child.
能够像小孩子一样的信靠是非常的奇妙。
To believe like a child does.
来像小孩子一样的相信。
To love like a child loves.
来像小孩子一样的去爱。
And be filled with the joy of the Lord.
被主的喜乐所充满。
Oh, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, 赞美主。
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I want to speak to you about some of the sights that we get when the Lord shows us ourselves.
我想要谈到当主启示我们的本相的时候，他所提到的这些图画。
Afflictions are sometimes God's instrument to loosen us from the world.
苦难常常是神使我们脱离世界的一个工具。
To take away some of the self in us.
来使我们脱离我们里面的老我。
And prepare us for His use.
来预备我们成为他可用的器皿。
If you suffer a trauma, it makes you compassionate of others.
如果你遭遇了很大的创伤，那可以使你能够对别人同情。
You remember the story of Joseph and how much he suffered.
你知道约瑟的故事，你知道他受了多少的苦难。
His brothers sold him to slavery.
他的兄弟把他卖为奴隶。
Potiphar's wife lied about him.
使他的生命遭到危险。
He ended up in prison.
他被下到监里。
But when it came time to have a restoration with his family,
但当时候到了他跟他的家人和好的时候,
the suffering he went through made him compassionate.
所有他经历的苦难都使他变得富有同情心。
He told his brothers, "You meant to do evil, but God meant it for good."
他对他的兄弟说，你们虽然做的是恶事，但神的本意是好的。
Someone once said that when we're bleeding, we can be more caring about others.
有人曾经说过，当我们流血的时候，我们会更加关心别人。
We cease to be a blessing when we cease to bleed.
当我们流血停止的时候，我们也就停止成为一个祝福。
When we have gone through suffering,
当我们经历苦难的时候，
God can use them to prepare us for greater use.
神可以使用这些苦难来预备我们成为更有用的器皿。
This happens all through the Bible.Moses suffered in the wilderness for 40 years.
这在一整本圣经里面都有例子，摩西在旷野受苦40年之久。
Until he came to the place that he didn't feel capable of anything.
直到他到了一个地步，他觉得他什么都不能做。
What was God doing?
神在做什么呢？
He was getting rid of Moses' anger.
他在使用这些除去摩西里面的怒气。
There are some other things. His conceit.
还有他的自高自大。
His taking authority.
他喜欢成为权威。
Setting things right.
他喜欢处理事情按着他自己以为正确的方式。
His own pride to be the one to deliver them.
他自己的骄傲使他以为他可以释放别人。
And after his affliction in the wilderness, he feels he can do nothing.
但当他在40年旷野的苦难之后，他感觉到他真的什么都不能做。
But God says, now it's my time to do through you.
但神说，现在是我的时间来透过你来做事了。
Jesus himself suffered greatly.
耶稣他自己受了极大的苦难。
He was tormented by the Pharisees at all times of his ministry.
在他的事工整个过程中，他一直在被法利赛人折磨。
He took refuge in the night time alone with his father.
在夜里，他单独躲起来与他的父同在。
He became flesh and dwelt among us.
他成为肉身，居住在我们的当中。
Paul tells us in Philippians, he emptied himself.
保罗在腓立比书告诉我们他虚己。
He was the Son of God.
他是神的儿子。
But he emptied himself.
但是他倒空自己。
And he became obedient to death.
存心顺服以至于死。
That's hard for us to understand.
这对我们来说是很难理解的。
Well, it had something to do with Adam and Eve in the garden.
这其实与亚当夏娃在伊甸园中的故事有关系。
The devil told him, if you eat this fruit, you'll be like God.
魔鬼告诉他，如果你吃这个果子，你就会像神一样。
You will know good and evil.
你就可以分辨善恶。
And they fell to that temptation.
他们就落入这个试探当中。
And all of the pride of Satan entered the human race.
撒旦所有的骄傲就进入了人的族类当中。
But when Jesus came, he came as God, but he emptied himself of being like God and became man.
但当耶稣来到的时候，他本来是神，但他却不以自己与神同等为强夺的，反倒成为人的形象。
He spent his lifetime suffering as a man.
他以他整个一生的时间成为人的样式来受苦。
He suffered persecution.
他被逼迫。
He suffered them spitting in his face.
他被吐唾沫在脸上。
He suffered all of the disciples fleeing at the time he needed them.
他也因他的门徒在他最需要的时候全部都逃跑而受苦。
That's what the scripture means. He emptied himself.
这就是这句经文的意思。他倒空自己，他虚己。
He came as the humility of God in human flesh.
他以人的肉身的形式出现，他是神谦卑的本体。
God humbled himself in the form of the Lord Jesus Christ.
神谦卑他自己，以耶稣基督的形象来到世间。
And in his humility, he went to the cross.
在他的谦卑当中，他上了十字架。
That he might redeem us from the works of the devil.
好使他可以使我们被仇敌的工作中被得到拯救。
He paid the price for us to be delivered.
他付了那个代价使我们得释放。
He wanted to set us free.
他想要释放我们。
It was the only way it could be done.
这是唯一可以实现的方式。
God had to become flesh.
神必须成为肉身。
And in his divine humility, he broke the chains of pride.
在他神圣的谦卑当中，他打碎了骄傲的锁链。
He delivered mankind.
他释放了人类。
And it's our portion to receive that deliverance.
这是我们的福分，来接受这样的释放。
What are some of the sights of self in us?
让我们看到我们里面自我的样式。
Anger is a form of self-life.
怒气是自我生命的一个形式。
Conceit.
自高自大。
Thinking we're the most important.
觉得我们自己是最重要的。
Criticizing others.
批评别人。
Desiring to have the attention.
渴望得到别人的注意。
And recognition.
得到别人的认可。
Oh, sometimes it's very hard to have a title as the leader.
有的时候得到领袖这样的称谓是不容易的。
Or as a pastor.
或者得到牧师的称谓。
We need to fear that.
我们要小心，要惧怕。
There's another one, discouragement.
另外一个要小心的是灰心。
Discouragement is a work of the flesh.
灰心是肉体的工作。
Envy.
嫉妒。
Impatience.
不忍耐。
Jealousy.
嫉妒。
The love of power and control.
喜爱能力，喜爱控制。
Lust.
贪婪。
Lying.
撒谎。
Pride.
骄傲。
Self-pity.
自怜。
Self-righteousness.
自义。
Self-will.
自己的意志。
And sometimes touchiness.
敏感。
We get hurt easily.
很容易受伤害。
All these things, Jesus won the victory over them.
所有这一切，耶稣都已经得胜了。
But if people have been set free from, they often have had to go through trials.
但人们要从这里得释放，必须要经过试炼。
Jesus conquered it.
耶稣已经得胜了。
He emptied himself of all of these works of the flesh.
他把他自己从这一切肉体的工作中都已经倒空了。
And his desire by calling us to be his children.
他渴望借着称我们为他的孩子。
He says, come, learn from me.
他说来学我的样式。
Climb up on his lap.
让我们坐在他的膝上。
He said, I'm meek, I'm lowly in heart.
我心里柔和谦卑。
And you'll find rest.
你就会找到安息。
It's a wonderful blessing to find out we're not so important.
非常奇妙，如果我们能够发现我们自己并不是那么重要。
As great and as instrumental Pastor Chow was, he's gone to be with Jesus.
虽然周牧师是那么重要的一个器皿，他已经与主同在了。
Sometimes ministers feel like, well, the work won't go on if I don't do something.
有的时候，传道人会觉得，如果我不做一些事情，事工就不能够继续下去。
Well, we find out when God's servants die, God still carries on his work.
但我们发现，当神的仆人去世以后，他的工作，神的工作仍然在继续。
You remember how Moses didn't get to go into the promised land.
你记得摩西没有进入应许之地。
Because he struck the rock.
因为他击打了磐石。
Must I do this for you? Uh-oh.
哦，我必须要做这件事为你，神啊。
And God said, you can't enter in.
但神说，你不能够进入。
Because you have that one moment where you felt everything depended on you.
因为在那个时刻，你觉得一切的事都需要依靠你。
God will not share his glory.
神不会分享他的荣耀。
It's so important that we stay low at his feet.
非常的重要，我们需要一直保持在他脚前那个低微的位置。
The Lord Jesus was so dependent on his Father at every turn.
耶稣一直都在完全地依靠他的父神。
How many nights he was alone praying?
多少个夜晚他单独地在那里祷告。
He prayed for the disciples.
他为门徒们祷告。
He prayed which one should he choose?
他祷告他应该选择哪一位。
And our responsibility as leaders, we need to pray for those in our cell groups.
我们作为领袖的责任是，我们应该为我们细胞小组里的组员们祷告。
We need to follow Jesus' example.
我们需要效法耶稣的榜样。
And pray for those he's put under our care.
来为那些他放在我们关怀中的组员们来祷告。
But we must never lord it over them as rulers.
我们不能够辖管他们，成为一个权威辖管他们。
We must always be careful to give the word that Jesus gives us.
我们要一直小心，给他们的话是主给我们的话。
And do it in the attitude that Jesus would do.
而且是一个耶稣的态度来说那些话。
Not in superiority.
不是带着优越感。
But in lowliness of heart and mind.
而是带着谦卑的心态。
Paul says that in honor preferring one another.
保罗说要恭敬人，要彼此谦让。
So if you happen to be in a trial,
所以如果你现在正好在一个试炼中，
get alone with Jesus and ask him, what are you trying to teach me?
来单独与耶稣同在，问他说，主啊，你要教我什么功课？
What is there in me that you want to change?
在我里面有什么事情是你要改变的？
Show me myself the way you see me.
向我显示你眼中我真实的样子。
You know, the first king, Saul, in the Old Testament, Samuel said to him, although you were once small in your own eyes, did you not become the head of the tribes of Israel?
在旧约当中，第一个王扫罗，撒母耳对他说：从前你虽然以自己为小，耶和华岂不是立你为以色列支派的元首吗？
The Lord anointed you king over Israel.
神高摩你立为以色列的元首。
But Saul lost his position because he didn't wait for the Lord.
但扫罗失去了他的位置，因为他没有等候耶和华。
He tried to take things in his own hands.
他想要自己掌权。
He didn't wait for Samuel to come to sacrifice.
他没有等候撒母耳来献祭。
He didn't obey.
他没有顺服。
And that's where we get that wonderful verse, to obey is better than the sacrifice.
那是我们得到那句非常奇妙的经文，听命胜于献祭。
We must stay small in our own eyes.
我们必须一直保持在我们自己眼中看为小。
If Saul had only stayed small in his own eyes, he would still have had the kingdom.
如果扫罗一直保持在自己眼中看为小，他本来可以一直保持他的国度。
But God chose somebody else, King David.
但神拣选了别人，他拣选了大卫。
He said, he's a man after my heart.
他说大卫是合我心意的人。
People laughed at it, his own family laughed at it. He's the youngest one.
人们嘲笑大卫，他自己的家人都嘲笑大卫，因为他是最小的。
He's just a boy out watching the sheep.
他只是一个牧羊的小男孩。
But God saw his heart.
但神看到了他的心。
That he would honor him.
他敬畏耶和华。
But he let David go through many trials before he came to the throne.
神许可大卫经历了很多的试炼，在他登上王的宝座之前。
I know some very dear pastors that have gone through severe trials.
我认识一些亲爱的牧者，他们经历了非常严厉的试炼。
And I think of Pastor Hong Leon, she had one of the most severe trials.
当我想到凤莲牧师，她经历了非常非常大的试炼。
The Lord brought her through.
但神带她通过了。
In a glorious way.
以一个非常荣耀的方式。
He moved her into another fruitful ministry.
他带领她进入结丰盛果子的事工。
And now she's presently in trial, but the Lord's going to bring her through into victory.
现在她又在试炼中，但神会带她通过，进入更大的胜利。
He has greater work for her to do.
神对她有更大的事工来托付。
More abundant, more fulfilling.
更加的丰盛，更加的丰满。
And it's the same lesson to learn to depend only on him.
这是同样的一个功课，就是单单的依靠他。
I remember when she had her first severe trial. She said, Oh Jesus, you're all that I need.
我记得当她第一次经历严厉的试炼的时候，她说，哦，耶稣，你是我唯一所需要的。
And she fell so greatly in love with Jesus.
她就深深地爱上了耶稣。
That's why you find her so full of joy.
这是你得到极大喜乐的方式。
She fell in love with Jesus, not the ministry.
她爱上了耶稣，而不是事工。
That's the best minister, to be a lover of Jesus.
这是最好的传道人，成为耶稣的爱人。
And we are so grateful that he is not only her lover, he's her healer.
我们何等的感恩，他不单是他的爱人，神也是他的医治者。
He's her divine health.
神就是他神圣的健康。
He wants to be that for all of us.
他也想要成为我们每一个人神圣的健康。
Each of you leaders can grow weary in working.
你们每一位领袖都会在施工中感到疲倦。
Just as the teachers do.
就像我们老师一样。
But Jesus wants to be our divine health.
但耶稣想要成为我们神圣的健康。
He really wants to live out his life within us.
他真的想要从我们里面活出他的自己。
And he allows the trials and tribulations to conform us to his own image.
他许可一切的试探试炼，磨塑我们成为他自己的形象。
Oh, let us believe him.
哦，让我们来相信他。
To make the great change in us.
来在我们里面做那奇妙的大改变。
Changes by his spirit.
以他的圣灵来改变我们。
As we wait in his presence.
当我们在他的同在当中等候时。
Oh, Jesus, set us free from our pride.
哦，耶稣，释放我们脱离我们的骄傲。
Set us free from our worry.
释放我们脱离我们的忧虑。
Help us to become little children.
帮助我们成为小孩子的样式。
Help us to stay little in our own eyes.
帮助我们在自己的眼中看为小。
And you be the one, Jesus.
你成为那一位，耶稣。
You be the one that's high and lifted up.
你成为那一位高高被举起的。
And your glory filling our whole being.
你的荣耀就充满我们的全人。
We're so thankful you are here for body, soul, and spirit.
我们何等的感恩你在我们当中为着我们的灵魂体。
We live by a life that is not our own.
我们活着不是以我们自己的生命而活。
As Paul said, we live by the life of the Son of God.
就像保罗说的，我们是因信神的儿子而活。
He loved us. He gave himself for us.
他爱我们，为我们舍己。
And he offers us his life in exchange for our life.
他赐给我们他自己的生命来代替我们的生命。
I warn you, don't get discouraged when you see the pride in your heart.
我警告你，如果你看到自己心中的骄傲，不要灰心。
When you see the fear in your heart.
当你看到心中的恐惧。
When you see the self-love in your heart.
当你看到心中的自爱。
Run to Jesus.
奔向耶稣。
You be that little child that climbs up into his lap. Run to him.
奔向耶稣，就像那个小孩子一样，爬到耶稣的膝头上。
Oh, Jesus, change me.
Oh, 耶稣，你来改变我。
Set me free.
释放我。
You came on purpose to deliver me from the works of the flesh.
你来了就是要释放我脱离肉体的工作。
Oh, be the great conqueror in me.
你成为在我里面那个大能的征服者。
Help me to find my place at the foot of the cross.
帮助我找到在十字架脚前那个位置。
That your blood might wash me.
你的宝血可以来洁净我。
You may cleanse my thought life.
你可以洁净我的思想。
Cleanse my words.
洁净我的话语。
My actions.
我的行为。
Don't let me speak my own words.
不要让我说我自己的话。
Set me free from the monster of self.
释放我脱离自我这个怪物。
Break the chains that bind me.
砍断那个锁链，捆绑我的锁链。
And let me be free.
让我成为自由的。
To be your own possession.
成为你的拥有。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to the Lord. Jesus, we love you.
耶稣，我们爱你。
Sister Mercy, maybe you can join us in prayer.
是想姐妹可以祷告吗？
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.主啊，你要很深的来光照我们。主啊，我知道这些话都是你对我们的心说的。主啊，我要求你赐给我一个悔改、认罪悔改的恩典。主啊，在我的生命里面有这么多、这么多的过犯。主啊，你让我可以能够悔改。圣灵，我要求你更深的来光照我，光照我的内心，主要让我看见在我里面的这些罪，不仅是理性上是知道的，是内心真的是有感受的。哦，这内心的罪使我不得不来到你的面前，要来认罪悔改，以至于我可以从这些捆绑里面被释放，主要在你里面得自由，因为这都是你要做的工作。我主耶稣啊，我就求你要来做，在我们这个同工在同工们还有网校所有的学员，主啊，你要在这个荣耀的时刻，你要做极大的释放，极大的光照。主啊，在内在生活就是要带我们脱离这一切的捆绑的，使我们在你里面得自由，使我们跟你更亲密，因为这一些都拦阻了我们来认识你、了解你。主啊，我说这一切都要离开我，主啊，这一切的肉体，你都要把它钉在十字架上。主啊，你要更深的光照，主啊，使我跟你没有拦阻，没有拦阻。主要是我跟你可以真的合一。主耶稣啊，主耶稣啊，我们学了那么多，主啊，现在就是你要来光照的光照的时候。主耶稣啊，你要更深的把这些真理的话 主啊，像光一样照在我们的心里，使我们脱离这一切的黑暗。主耶稣，谢谢你，谢谢你的恩典。主啊，谢谢你宝贵，你这宝贵的爱，主啊，临到了我们。主啊，真的，你的得救的极大的恩典临到了我们。主啊，感谢你，求你在让我们听到这些话，不是就这样白白的过去了。主啊，主啊，让我们更多的在你面前祷告，主啊，思想，主啊，让你来制作，让你来光照。主啊，你要把我们里面这些所有的这些拦阻你的大山、小山、石头都挪去。谢谢主耶稣，谢谢主耶稣，我们非常非常的需要你。谢谢主，奉主的名祷告，阿门。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus is looking for a bride without spot or wrinkle.
耶稣在寻找一个新妇，没有玷污，没有皱纹。
So he is pressing us forward.
所以他在带我们往前。
To draw closer to him personally.
来个人更加的与他亲近。
That's our first love, himself.
那是我们起初的爱，单单爱他自己。
We can do very many things for him, but our first attention must be on him.
我们可以为他做很多的事，但我们最初的注意力单单在他自己的身上。
Steal away with Jesus.
悄悄溜出去与他同在
Slip into his presence
溜进他的同在当中
As often as we come and just wait before him
越来越多的就是在单独的等候他
Tell him you love him more than anything else
告诉他你爱他超过其他的一切
You just desire to do his will
你只渴望行他的旨意。
And if we do that, the ministry will take care of itself.
如果我们这样做，事工他自己就会照顾他自己。
We must maintain our connection with him.
我们必须一直保持我们与耶稣的连结。
Come simply as a child.
就是简单的像个孩子一样来到他面前。
Hey, Jesus, I just want you.
就是说耶稣我只要你。
And your wonderful will for my life.
还有你对我生命奇妙的旨意。
We can admit I'm not able for this ministry.
我们可以承认我对这个事工没有能力。
Come and Pour out your spirit upon me.
Oh, 你来，倾倒你的圣灵在我的身上。
Let me be a leader under the anointing of the Holy Spirit.
让我成为一个在圣灵恩膏下的领袖。
Let me constantly depend on you.
让我不间断地来依靠你。
I don't know how to help this person. I don't know how to help that person. But Lord Jesus, you give me wisdom.
我不知道怎样帮助这个人，我不知道怎样帮助那个人，但是耶稣，你赐给我你的智慧。
Show me what to do and what not to do.
告诉我该做什么，不该做什么。
Lead me when to say what I should say.
引导我，我应该什么时候说我应该说的话
？Or when I should maybe say nothing？
或者我应该什么都不说
？Let me be a leader demonstrating humility at all times。
让我成为一个领袖，一直都展现那个谦卑的榜样。
Knowing that I could be wrong。
知道我可能会错。
But I know your blood covers all my faults.
但我知道你的宝血遮盖我一切的过错。
And your blood covers all my sin.
你的宝血也遮盖我一切的罪。
as well as all myself.
也遮盖我的自我。
We thank you, Jesus, that you provide everything for us.
我们感谢你，耶稣，你为我们提供了一切。
You are our food and drink.
你是我们的食物和我们所要喝的。
You are our daily bread.
你是我们每日的灵粮。
You're the strength of our life.
你是我们生命的力量。
In you we live and move and have our being.
我们在你里面生活、动作、存留。
We pray you make us ready for your coming.
我们祷告你预备我们来预备好迎接你的再来。
Let our garments be white.
让我们的衣裳是洁白的。
And our head lack no ointment.
让我们头上也不缺少膏油。
Anoint us with the spirit of humility.
以谦卑的灵来膏抹我们。
The spirit of Jesus Christ.
那是耶稣基督的灵。
Your Holy Spirit.
那是你的圣灵。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名。
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I've been reading in 2 Timothy.
我一直在读提摩太后书。
You know, that was what Pastor Chow wanted us to study in the year 2021. He said, let's study Timothy and Titus.
在2021年的起初，周牧师对我们说，让我们来学习提摩太前后书和提多书。
Maybe you can read it over for yourself later.
也许你过后可以自己来读一遍。
But the second book of Timothy is right before Paul is beheaded. He's in prison. He's in prison. In chapter 1 of 2 Timothy, verse 7 and 8, I've already quoted 7. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind.
提摩太后书是保罗在被砍头以前所写的。在提摩太后书第一章第七节，我刚才已经引用过了。神赐给我们不是胆怯的心，乃是刚强、仁爱、谨守的心。
Verse 8 says, Therefore do not be ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me, his prisoner, but share with me in the sufferings for the gospel, according to the power of God.
第八节，你不要以给我们的主做见证为耻，也不要以我这为主被囚的为耻。
I was struck by that Paul calling himself his prisoner. He didn't say I'm the prisoner of Rome. He calls himself his prisoner, the Lord's prisoner.
保罗称他自己是为主被囚的，是主的囚犯。而不是罗马的囚犯，这很摸着我。
Oh, but then chapter 3, maybe I'll read chapter 2. There's a couple verses in 2.
来第二章。
Would you read 2:24 and 25?
第二章第24节和25节。然而主的仆人不可争竞，只要温温和和地待众人，善于教导，存心忍耐。用温柔劝诫那抵挡的人，或者神给他们悔改的心，可以明白真道。
Isn't that something he's talking to us? The same thing. In humility, correcting those that are in opposition.
这里主在用同样的方式教导我们，我们要带着谦卑来教导，来纠正别人。
And then as we go on to chapter 3, would you read 1, 2, 3, and 4?
我们现在来到第三章第一节到第四节。你该知道末世必有危险的日子来到，因为那时人要专顾自己，贪爱钱财，自夸，狂傲，谤读，违背父母，忘恩负义，心不圣洁，无亲情，不解怨，好说谗言，不能自约，性情凶暴，不爱良善，卖主卖友，任意妄为，自高自大， 爱厌乐，不爱神。
Wow, perilous times will come.
危险的日子来到。
Those are the days we're living in.
这正是我们所生活的末世。
And here he's mentioning pride.
这里提到骄傲。
Unloving, unforgiving.
不解怨，无亲情。
Headstrong. That means you can't change their mind.
任意妄为，你没有办法改变他们的意志。
So that's what he's Paul is warning Timothy about.
这是保罗警告提摩太的一些事。
They have a form of godliness, but deny its power.
他们有敬虔的外貌，却背了敬虔的实意。
We don't want a form of godliness. We want the power.
我们不要敬虔的外貌，我们要的是他的能力。
Then he goes on in verse 11.
然后继续到十一节。
He's talking about persecutions. 3:11.
第三章十一节，他谈到逼迫和苦难。
He said, "Out of them all, the Lord delivered me."
他说，但从这一切苦难中。主都把我救出来了。
He had many persecutions, many afflictions.
他经历了许多的逼迫和苦难。
So we shouldn't be surprised if we have afflictions and persecutions.
所以如果我们遭遇逼迫和苦难，我们不应该感到奇怪。
But the good news is, out of it all, the Lord delivered me.
但好消息是，在这一切的苦难中，主都把我救出来了。
He ends in verse 17, the Lord stood with me. Nobody stood with me, but the Lord stood with me and strengthened me.
他在结束的时候说，主与我同在，主坚固我。
Paul fought a good fight.
保罗打了那美好的仗。
He's encouraging us to preach the word.
他在鼓励我们来传讲。
What is the word? The word is Jesus. Preach Jesus.
真道是什么？真道就是耶稣。
John declares that Jesus was the Word, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us.
约翰宣告说，神就是道，道与我们同在，住在我们当中。
So wonderful.To get into the Word and read these four chapters, read them over 10 times.
何等的奇妙！我们读这些话语，这四章的话语，我们可以来一直的读，读十遍。
That's Pastor Chow's legacy to us.
这是周牧师所遗留给我们的产业。
He wanted us to study it, so doesn't hurt to read those four chapters 10 times over.
所以他想要我们来研读这些宝贵的话语。如果我们读十遍，那是非常好的。
I especially love the way at the end of his life, Paul is asking for John Mark to come and help. That's chapter 4:11. He said, "Only Luke is with me. Bring Mark. He's useful to the ministry."
我非常喜欢在第四章十一节，保罗提到。独有路加在我这里，你来的时候要把马可带来。
I took courage in that because there was a time in my life when I was like John Mark.
我非常被鼓励，因为在我的生命当中有一段时间，我就像约翰马可。
I was very young, hardly 20 years old.
我非常年轻，还不到20岁。
And I had to leave the work of the Lord and go home.
我必须要离开神的事工回家。
But later, the ministry opened to me.
后来神又开了传道的门。
And that's what happened to John Mark. Even though he had failure, that at the end of Paul's life, he's calling for him. Paul didn't want to have him at one time.
这也是发生在马可身上的。刚开始保罗不想要带马可去。但是在保罗年老的时候，他要求再把马可带来，给马可开了传道的门。
You know, there was a disagreement. Paul would not accept John Mark.
因为保罗和巴拿巴有了争执，他不愿意接纳马可。
But God did a work on John Mark.
但神在马可的身上做了工作。
And he also did a work on the Apostle Paul.
神也在使徒保罗的身上做了工作。
Now he's forgiving.
现在保罗饶恕了。
And he realizes the young man is useful for the ministry.
他意识到这位年轻人马可在传道的事上与他有益处。
You know, for 15 years, I prayed that I would be back serving in the ministry, but the door didn't open.
我为着我能够回到事工当中祷告了15年，但是神没有开那个门。
And then one day, the ministers called and said, bring Martha, she's useful.
直到有一天牧师打电话说把玛莎带来她是有益的。
But during those 15 years, Jesus was working on the inside.
但在那十五年当中主耶稣在我的里面工作。
There were many trials, many troubles.
有很多的试炼很多的麻烦。
But Jesus never failed.
但耶稣从来没有失败。
And the day came when I got the call to come back to the faith homes in Zion, Illinois.
直到那一天来到，我得到一个电话，带我回到伊利诺州的信心家庭。
Well, the Lord continued to work. He's still working in me.
主就继续的工作，他仍然在我的里面工作。
He's still making changes.
他仍然在做一些改变的工作。
He's still showing me how I need to be, as I've taught you, be childlike.
他仍然在显示我多么需要像我教导你们的一样，成为小孩子的样式。
Trust him like a child.
信靠他就像小孩子一样。
Believe him like a child.
相信他就像小孩子一样。
Leave everything in his hands.
把一切都留在他的手中。
Depend on him.
依赖他。
And we will be like Paul, able to say, out of it all, the Lord delivered me.
我们就能够像保罗一样说，从这一切的苦难中，主都把我救了。
Oh, hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah.
Well, I see our time is over.
我们的时间到了。
May the Lord Jesus bless you, keep you, make his face shine upon you, and give you peace, because he is our victory.
愿主耶稣祝福你们，保守你们，以他的脸光照你们，赐给你们平安，因为他是我们的得胜。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Keep praising.
继续的赞美他。
Amen.
Amen.
Love you.
爱你们。
I'll pray for you. You pray for me.
我为你们祷告，你们也为我祷告。